You shut up, heaven. I want to talk to you about spiritual gifts, miracles, signs, and wonders. In the book of Matthew chapter 23, nearly the entire chapter is devoted to Jesus speaking about the woes of the scribes and Pharisees to the multitudes and his disciples. Who were the scribes and the Pharisees? They were the religious leaders of the time. They were the priests, the teachers in the synagogues, the ones whom you would think who would surely know their Bible. I believe there's an important lesson, though, from them that we can learn. Let's look at verse 13 together. Jesus says, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." If you look at this passage in deeper detail, there's a serious weight that's associated with it. It's a heavy verse and certainly contains a hidden warning. Let's look at it again. "For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men." Think about that. Suppose you were doing street evangelism and you were ministering to a homeless person. Imagine if they were confessing their sins and getting ready to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When all of a sudden somebody comes up and begins to rebuke everything that you've just told this homeless person. Now suppose this person began to tell the homeless person that Jesus was just a myth, and the homeless person believed them and thus hardened their heart and did not step into the light or into the kingdom of heaven. That would be a horrific tragedy, and Lord, we pray that that never happens in the name of Jesus Christ. But that story as an example is basically what Jesus is saying about the scribes and the Pharisees, that they shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, nor do they allow those who want to enter, who are going in, to enter. That's heavy with obvious significant consequences. Our words and our actions can significantly impact another's life. In the book of James chapter 3 verse 1, James writes, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." If you're teaching somebody something, whether it's the right information or the wrong information, you're going to be held accountable, as I'm going to be held accountable. There is a stricter judgment upon us when we are in a teaching role. A teaching role doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be standing in front of a congregation. It can simply be you speaking with another person individually. Let me give you an example from my own personal life, something I had to ask for forgiveness. In my early 20s, I was talking to a teenager about God. At that point, he didn't have a relationship with the Lord. He said that he couldn't quite understand Christianity, and that his mom and dad spoke in tongues, and had gone to conferences where physical healings broke out. People were supernaturally healed and set free. My friend asked me what that stuff was about, and you know what I said? I said, "That is an occult. That is not of the Lord." Wow. Why would I say such a thing? Because I was ignorant. I was ignorant of the spiritual gifts, and I was ignorant of the power of God. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." If you are ignorant regarding spiritual gifts, you need to do some research on it. I encourage you to read Romans chapter 12, Ephesians chapter 4, and 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. These chapters speak specifically relating to the spiritual gifts. I'd also encourage you to read the book of Acts, and certainly the Gospels, that talk significantly about the signs and wonders that Jesus did. May you be blessed so that others may be blessed. Please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me for shutting up the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I ask you to please release your kingdom. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are a God of wonders beyond our galaxy. We exalt you, Lord. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.